Back Talk is an extension of the long-running, award-winning movie review show, It's Movie Time, which airs Fridays at 4:01 and 8:01 p.m. on WCBE 90.5 FM Columbus, Ohio. Hosted by John DeSando, this podcast version features additional content and banter with guests.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Mindy McFan.
And this is Back Talk.
Yeah.
Now, Mindy.
Yes?
If I say to you, The Voice.
Yes?
Do you respond with Sinatra?
No, I don't know. I thought of that. Yeah. I thought of that. I think I would probably think of Aretha Franklin if somebody said that
okay,
to me.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
But Whitney nope. Houston was known as The Voice.
Evidently.
And sold more records, right? What was it?
Than just about anybody ever.
In fact, she had 7 number ones in a row that beat the Beatles.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
Who is this lady, and what are we talking about, Mindy?
Amazing. That we're talking, oh my gosh. I took my sister with me because I was so afraid of how sad the movie was going to make
me.
It's such a sad story about unbelievable talent. That's one of the things I took away. I knew she had a beautiful voice. I didn't know she was so musically intelligent.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's called Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a biopic.
Yeah, and such a poignant title.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen them before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there have been plenty of poor, degenerated, great stars.
Right, right.
That I think one of the reasons... Not everybody's going to go to this movie. They're going to say, oh, more of the same.
It isn't.
It isn't.
I mean, I didn't expect there to be as much music. I swore I read something saying there wasn't a lot of music, and there is a lot of music.
And you know what? I think they play through a couple of songs.
Yeah.
You know how most of these just give you the first few bars, and that's it. This one actually does feature her music.
Yeah, absolutely. And I thought it was really important because I got a feel for what it felt like to be on that stage.
Yes.
I mean, I could feel abstractly the endorphins, the adrenaline, all those feelings that you must get when you're on a stage in front of a zillion people. And all those chemicals are shooting through your body, and then you step off the stage.
And, you know, I wonder if you were like me. I was going in with a chip on my shoulder, and mm-hmm. the chip was... So she's going to lip sync.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm saying, no, why can't they just have somebody sing? I don't expect to have Whitney Houston's voice.
Right.
And
right.
So why don't they just get an actress who can really sing da-da-da
mm-hmm.
within a minute?
Mm-hmm.
This woman may be the best lip syncer I have ever seen.
It was
Mindy.
Amazing. Amazing.
She is lip syncing all of Whitney's songs.
Yep.
I think there's only a few practice moments when it's her own.
Yeah.
But Mindy.
Never felt it.
I didn't either. Right?
No.
And I've talked to people who have said, look, how can you possibly duplicate in any way Whitney Houston's voice? So why are you demanding that somebody else try it?
Absolutely. Especially because, I mean, it is so important to the story. I mean, not her singing, just that uncanny ability to be better than anybody else at something.
Oh, my. And I'm with you. I didn't realize how transcendent she was and how she had beaten just about everybody else in some of the measures that we have for greatness.
Yeah.
Naomi Aki, mm-hmm. I think that's the name of the... she has done some other things, maybe on
TV. She was wonderful. Just wonderful.
You know, one of the things, Mindy, that I saw on this that I really loved about her is that she appeared to be singing...
Mm-hmm.
Along with it.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that's... You would have to, because I've always been told that you can tell when somebody's lip syncing because their throat doesn't expand.
Yeah.
So she must have been singing.
Yes. And the inflections.
Yeah. Oh, and her mannerisms.
The change in key.
Well, in fact, there was one moment at the end where before they showed the real Whitney Houston, where I was like, is that... I was got confused about who it was.
Yes.
And I went, that's crazy.
It was the same way, too.
Yeah.
Not that she bears that much of a resemblance, but she...
No, but she embodied her so well.
Yes, she channels Whitney Houston.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
All right, so it's not just all about Whitney Houston, although she's the centerpiece of this, and I, even though it's a longish movie.
Yeah.
Over 2 hours.
I didn't feel it, though.
Not a bit.
Not a bit.
Sad to see her go.
Yep.
Enjoyed every moment that she performed.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I went in thinking, this was my concern. I thought it was going to be just about addiction.
Yes, yes.
And I was so happy. They put it in a perfect context that I mean, it wasn't about her I mean, there were a couple harrowing scenes, but it wasn't just this nightmare from beginning to end. They showed right. so many parts of her. You know, the thing I really loved that I presume Clive Davis imbued this with is she was one hell of a strong woman. Yes. She just, it's just, you see, especially, I love when she says, he says something about her being tired, and she said, all black women are always exhausted.
Yes.
It broke my heart.
Mindy, I would have liked to have seen more of that.
Broke my heart.
You know.
But the whole movie broke my heart. I must have started crying 4 or 5 times when I was watching it. But you saw this woman who had this incredible strength. She attempted to stand up to her mother, to her father, yes. to her husband. I mean, she attempted to stand up to everyone, and everyone slapped her down. Slapped her down.
And if you take a look at the superb actors who played those parts,
mm-hmm.
They were not shrinking violets.
No.
In other words, you're talking about a strength, and you are absolutely right. Anybody would be like just standing back and letting them go because they're so strong.
Yeah.
And obviously, Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
One of the things about the film I think is so interesting is the point you made about the addiction,
mm-hmm.
Where if you have something about Judy Garland or Amy mm-hmm. Winehouse, mm-hmm. you're going to get a lot of addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Here, they really downplay it. I wonder, Mindy, if they downplay it too much.
No, because I think that is the reality of the disease. It is not. Yes, you descend into it. Is chronic illness that gets worse and worse over time. But that doesn't erase everything you are. It doesn't. It's not like you have cancer. You're no longer anybody else but cancer.
Great point.
And it's so often addiction usurps every part, at least in the telling of it, every part of a person's being. And this didn't do that. Yes, she had an addiction problem, but she was also a lot of other magnificent things.
And actually comes back?
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Through just grit.
Yeah.
Just grit. And I mean, every time she tried to stand up for herself and somebody knocked her down, you realize that she had like no support system.
Yeah.
I mean,
Clive did, but he didn't. He preferred not to intervene.
And I am going to assume Stanley Tucci is a phenomenal actor.
Yes.
And Clive Davis is the most monotone person that ever lived. Because at first I'm like, what is going on? I thought, that's what this dude acts like. He's just kind of chill to the bone. And he tried to stay out of her life. And I get that as a businessman. That
yes.
would be a very
yes.
precarious route to carry yeah. yourself around.
Yeah. He also had insight. He knew music.
Yes, absolutely.
And he brought
he's obviously
to her,
brilliant.
Yeah, brought to her some songs.
Yep.
Plus, he was a stable. He really was a stabilizing influence
absolutely.
In her life for so long. And toward the end, I think he tried to intervene because he knew that she was really sliding.
Yeah, but he was healthy enough not to try to fix yeah. people.
Also, we have to say, Clive Davis is a producer of this film.
Yes, he is.
So we're not sure.
No, I mean, I was aware of that the whole time I was watching it.
Right. You know? He does come off well.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
But yet, he's tremendously successful.
Yeah.
So I can't discount that. But how much he played in her life, I'm not sure this is totally accurate, given that he is a producer. But
I didn't feel anybody got villainized. I mean, my impression of her, I thought the woman who played her mother was phenomenal, too.
Oh.
And I thought she did a really good job of, as all mothers do, trying to give your child what you didn't have. Sometimes parents forget to ask if that's what their child wants.
Yes, that one moment when she has her daughter sing, I forget which song, she has her stand in for her. Brilliant moment.
Yes, yes.
Brilliant moment.
Yes.
Because
but her mother
Davis was in the audience.
Yeah, but she was managing a career.
Yes.
And that's not the same as managing a child.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
But I really believe she was doing it because she thought she was giving her child what she didn't have.
Yeah.
And that is a precarious place with parents because they don't always want the same things you want.
The father, John Huston.
Yep.
Very well played.
Yeah, absolutely.
By Clark Peters.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A rock.
Yeah.
Who's also siphoning money.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. But, I mean, it you come from nothing, and you watch your wife support you. Back then, your wife is supporting you. You're staying home with the kids. That's not easy for any man back then.
No, it isn't.
So he had all these, you know, insecurities, I presume, going into it. And he robbed her blind. But I think somewhere in his head, he thought it was justified.
Well, let's talk a little about these people in our Back Talk segment.
Okey-doke.
Now, that, Mindy, when I came to see this film, as I think you indicated on It's Movie Time, you come with baggage when you're hearing about Whitney Houston. There's stuff we already know in the kind of general understanding of somebody as super as she is. I went to see and was ready for more of Bobby Brown.
Yeah, I mean, I remember watching briefly the reality show of the two of them, which was, horrifying. It was horrifying.
Oh, I forgot that.
Because you're watching these people in the middle of addiction, and it was just horrifying.
So you do not get the feeling from the film. What's your thought?
Well, you get some of it. It's just, you know, it's a perfect example. In reality TV, they're taking out everything but the juicy stuff.
Right, right.
And this movie didn't do that.
Yeah.
I felt empathy for everybody.
Yes.
And I think he wanted to be her knight in shining armor, but he wasn't equipped to do that.
No, yeah.
He just wasn't equipped. He was younger than she, and I'm sure he carried his own baggage into it.
Yeah.
And
He was a womanizer.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, and she wanted a family.
Yes. Yes, she did.
Another, you know.
She wanted something to stabilize her.
Yeah.
And she looked, you know, she kept looking for somebody to provide her some kind of back support.
Yes.
And every time she did the trust fall, there was nobody there.
Yes. There are a couple of moments when they allude to the troubles that Bobby Brown had, but the film does not feature it at all, which is what I had expected. So if you're worried about seeing that, you're not going to see abuse on the screen.
No.
It's going to be alluded to.
Yeah.
And in a practical way, his lawyers threatened.
Oh, did they?
If they showed it.
Yeah.
You know, there's good reason there. He was never indicted for abusing her.
Yeah.
So it's all anecdotal or happened, but he never was brought up with charges. So I can understand his attorney saying, well, you know, don't make it as if it happened.
Right.
When it didn't. So I kind of appreciate it, though I'm not one that likes violence on the screen at all, but I thought it might have added something to the whole story had I seen some of it. That's all.
Right. Well, I remember when he got out of jail and she ran and jumped into his arms and wrapped her legs around his waist. I'll never forget that moment because at a woman, I was like, don't get him, let him off the hook kind of thing.
No, I know. Yeah.
But, those kind of fraught relationships are usually based on somebody wanting something and they think that person's going to give it to them. And even if they disappoint them over and over again. I mean, obviously, you know, I presume a lot of entertainers are trying to fill holes in their soul. I mean, because you have thousands of people screaming they love you. I mean, for that moment, just like addiction, you feel better. You feel better about yourself. You feel loved. You feel supported and cared for. And then it just dissolves because none of it's real. I mean, none of those people really know you.
Yes, yes.
And so even if you have the illusion of somebody that's going to support you, it's a hard thing to let go of if it's all you've got.
Well, you and I tend to get along without thinking about our audience. The movie is, we are now in Back Talk, and I don't think we've introduced the movie. We expect them to go right from It's Movie Time into Back Talk, and that isn't always so. So I'm going to say it now, and maybe I'll even edit it in at the beginning.
Sneaky.
Whitney Houston.
I want to dance with somebody.
I want to dance with somebody is the biopic we're talking about currently in theaters. Give me one song that impresses you. They do such a good job of featuring some of her major hits and giving you more than you usually get. Is there one
I like the ones from the Bodyguard. Those are some of my favorites.
Oh, I think that one.
Yeah.
I Will Always Love You.
Yeah. And I can't remember the name of the other one, but there's two of them that I really love from that movie.
I Will Always Love You is one. Sometimes I didn't even know it was Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
But I thought it was such a beautiful love song.
Well, she and Kevin Costner seem to have had such a lovely relationship.
Well, he asked for her to be in the movie.
Yeah. And he spoke at her funeral very poignantly.
Did.
Very poignantly.
Right. I forgot about that.
It's there were nice moments, you know, in her life.
Yeah.
But it's I think the title "I Want to Dance with Somebody" was just beautiful because I'm very glad they left in her relationship with Robin. That search for wanting to be with somebody and her lover, the girlfriend she had, Robin, she lived with for a while until her father kind of put the kibosh on publicly gay.
yeah. Talk about homophobic.
Yeah.
And this is a homophobic age.
Yeah. Well, it was also money. I mean, I imagine if she wasn't making money, he wouldn't have cared less if she was a lesbian.
Yeah. Or the world.
Yes. But there was money involved and the fear that you could, I mean, how many actors and performers have given up their souls, you know?
Oh, yes.
Because they had no choice because the world wouldn't tolerate them as they were.
And I'm trying to think now about the tabloids were all over it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet she was, I think you're right. I love the way she continued on with Robin.
Yeah.
In fact, when they broke up, Robin was still, I think, an advisor or campaign manager or something.
Well, they went from lovers to friends.
Yeah.
She was her best friend.
Yeah.
I loved the moment when she did the national anthem and they brought in all these sequin dresses and all this crap. And she said, "I just want to dress like myself today."
I know.
And she had a tracksuit on.
Yes.
And I thought, God, how awful to never be able to be yourself.
Yes.
I mean, even you couldn't even wear the clothes you wanted. I mean, because at the beginning of the movie, she's wearing jeans and sweatshirts and comfortable clothes, like intelligent people wear, in my opinion.
Right.
And she was jammed into this other self. And that's just heart-wrenching.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her strength is, for me, a strength of the film, because we might have expected she would be crumbling, as many others are, in the face of the drugs and the family pressure and then the whole homophobia business.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you're right, she just continues to go ahead, to forge ahead, to try something new.
Yeah.
I remember, I love the moment when she tells Clive that she wants to do a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's incredulous.
Yeah.
I mean, here's the top singer in the world.
Right.
And she's going to change saddles, so to speak.
Well, and I was touched by, she pulls out a cigarette and he says, "Please don't do that in front of me. It's like watching a Stradivarius sit in the rain."
Yes, what a great line.
It's beautiful because you realize it's how everybody feels when they're around somebody who has an addiction issue. You see all their beauty, all their wonder, all their amazing qualities, and you're watching them hurt them and stomp them down and destroy them.
Yeah.
And that's why it's so hard to watch somebody with that illness.
Yeah.
Because you see the other part.
Yeah. Is there a way of generalizing what happens? It appears to more than one superstar like this. Is there any psychology behind this? Can you find any?
I think you want to, but there's so many male men who have addiction too.
Yes.
It's just an illness. You know,
yeah.
I think maybe we just notice it more because it's on a grand scale. And I also think if you have power and money, it is really hard to get healthy because the whole idea of things getting so bad that you make the choice to get healthy.
Yes.
You've always got sycophants around you.
Yes.
And people who want things from you. And so you are not held to the same accountability. People don't throw you out into the street.
Yeah.
People don't, you know, even when she went to quote unquote rehab, they just locked her in a house with somebody. That is not rehab, you know. They just forcing somebody by, that's just not, because the problem isn't the drugs, it's why you're doing the drugs. I just think it's very hard. And we see that now with other people that are famous and wealthy who have mental health problems who, you know, it's hard to get better.
Yeah.
It just makes it that much harder.
Oh. Well, Mindy McFan, the film is Whitney Houston, "I Want to Dance with Somebody." Both of us went in perhaps with some notions and came out ecstatic about being with Whitney Houston again.
Mm-hmm.
A combination of an actress who can lip sync like nobody I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And the songs that are in many ways transcendent.
Yeah.
What's your advice to our audience now?
Go with somebody that you love. I found it really, really poignant.
Yes.
And I wish she had found somebody to dance with.